Amoeba Music is known worldwide as the coolest independent music store with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of new and used records, CDs, and DVDs found anywhere. With locations in San Francisco's historic Haight-Ashbury District, on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue, and on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Visit them online at amoeba.com and get 10% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISE10. That's NOISE10 at checkout. And remember, there's always free shipping to the U.S. on music and movies at amoeba.com.
Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from San Francisco, California.
Close that trunk.
All right.
Earlier this month, I hit the road with my friends Andy and Laura for an epic 5,000-mile road trip across 16 states to Manchester, Tennessee for the Bonnaroo Music Festival. While we saw the roads and cities of America fly by from our windows every day on the drive, I can without a doubt say that there was no better way to pass the time than listening to and talking about music.
What's your most real, like, guilty pleasure song?
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by The Looking Glass.
There were countless sing-alongs, discussions about production nuances, and stack ranking of legends, collectively trying to figure out what the perfect song for every moment in every city was, and of course, swapping our favorite road trip songs in the car.
The first one that comes to mind is probably The Promise by When in Rome.
When you need a friend.
Oh, that's a great song.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying. This is a good fucking road trip song.
The festival and the road trip was nothing short of amazing. I mean, most of us have traveled abroad to see the world, but sometimes you just got to set time aside to see your very own country. Stopping a lot to eat the local food, whether it was enchiladas in New Mexico, or barbecue in Memphis and in Nashville, hitting up dive bars in Flagstaff and one-horse towns in Nevada and Oklahoma, and the best part, really the whole inspiration for this road trip, 4 days at Bonnaroo, which kept music front and center of the drive at all times. After days of conversations about songs while we were on the road, mixed with the entire festival experience at the Roo, it was obvious that this episode should be all about the best road trip songs. So buckle up, because this is Noisemakers on the road. When we got to Bonnaroo, I wanted to talk to an artist about road trip music, because who knows road trip music better than touring bands who are constantly driving thousands of miles to play shows and festivals across multiple cities? Coincidentally enough, the first band that we saw played right when we got there was San Francisco's very own Con Brio. And even more coincidentally, the band was on a similar road trajectory that we were on, and I thought it'd be fitting to ask Con Brio frontman Zeke McCarter what artists and songs they listened to on their road trip to Tennessee.
We all listen to a variety of things, from the whole Bee Gees collection to live Marvin Gaye to I listened to the whole New Chance the Rapper album that came out, which is amazing. So many different things. We all have different diverse racial backgrounds, so we bring different flavors. Driving is a blank palette. It's the everything around you is a blank palette, and I listen to different things. I even listen to live. I listen to a live Marvin Gaye album to like imagine what I was gonna do here, like just to hear the crowd, to feel that energy, to put me in the space where I can imagine. And of course, you have the beautiful sunsets and the hills and the mountains to accommodate it. So
much like Zeke talks about, he and Con Brio build their road trip playlist. Laura and Andy and I had our favorite songs that made up our road trip playlist and marked our time at Bonnaroo. Starting with Kurt Vile. You added on my day, you added on. You added on my day. After this trip, Kurt Vile totally cemented himself as one of the great contemporary American rockers to me. We chill that super hard on the grass, drinking beer during his Saturday afternoon set, and that vibe stayed with us when we listened to Kurt's music on the drive home. On the track, I'm an Outlaw, his banjo just bleeds America's roads and folk rock vibes. And when Kurt sings the words, I'm an outlaw, we couldn't help but feel like outlaws ourselves, with our shades on, windows down, pounding the pavement of Route 66 and Interstate 70. And with that, off his most recent album, Believe I'm Going Down, here's Kurt Vile's I'm an Outlaw. The best band I discovered last year was Hop Along. 8:45 a.m. The dream just escaped me again. Over breakfast, I could hear you in the garage, building in sakes. The moment I heard the opening track, The Knock, from their brilliant sophomore album, Get Disowned, I was hooked. But the song that totally rules this road trip playlist is Tibetan Pop Stars from their debut album. I remember spinning this one on the way to Bonnaroo when it was my turn to drive, and just blaring the chorus, pounding on the steering wheel. And neither Andy or Laura had heard Hop Along yet. And when the song ended, instead of poking fun at what a fool I was with my own little performance of the song, they both just said, "That was pretty cool." And it is. Tibetan Pop Stars by Hop Along is my quintessential feel-good road trip song. Here's the cut. It's funny to me when people call Charles Bradley a legend, because his debut album on Daptone Records didn't come out until 2011, But the 67-year-old's life story, namely this long road that he's taken to finally come into prominence to play these types of festivals, included being everything from a short order cook to a James Brown impersonator. And it's the story that kind of shapes his breed of soul music. And his music evokes the pain and emotion of so many classic artists that were also on our road trip playlist, from Joe Cocker to Bruce Springsteen to The Band. And when we finally saw the Screaming Eagle of Soul, that's what they call him, open up on Sunday at Bonnaroo on the main stage, it was a total reminder that not only were we at our destination, but that the next part of the road trip was just right around the corner. And we're sitting on this picnic table and the sun was blaring down and we were eating smoked chicken wings, and the journey just made so much sense at that point. Here's Charles Bradley's cover of Black Sabbath's Changes, the title track to his latest album. Thank you. And the last band to play Bonnaroo was the current incarnation of the Grateful Dead, Dead & Company. And listening to classic Grateful Dead recordings on the drive was like a daily ritual for us. The Grateful Dead were one of those bands that people used to travel cross country for. I mean, you know, we've all heard of deadheads or have parents who themselves were deadheads. And, you know, these people who can reel off all the 30 or 40 or even more Dead shows that they saw across America in the 60s and 70s and beyond. So it was cool for us to channel that history in the car, and sometimes with a modern spin, like on this cover that The War on Drugs does of Touch of Grey, which was the song that Dead & Company, Bob Weir, John Mayer, and the Rhythm Devils on the drums and company closed out Bonnaroo with. This cover's off the new Day of the Dead tribute album that Bryce and Aaron Dessner of The National organized for the Red Hot organization that benefits HIV and AIDS research. And this track from the album is far and away the most road trip ready. And every time I listen to it, I think moving forward, I'm going to transport myself back to the blanket that we laid on in the grass for the 4-hour Dead & Company set that closed out Bonnaroo. It was the best way to end the festival. And here's the Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey, covered by The War on Drugs. And here's to the open road. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig. Many thanks to our guest, Zeke McCarter of Conbrio. And if you head to our website at noisepop.com/podcast, you can watch their awesome video for free and brave. Crazy shouts to Bonnaroo Music Festival in Manchester, Tennessee, which, if you feel compelled to retrace our steps, next year takes place from June 8th to June 11th. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, and what a long, strange trip it's been. Cheers. That's all I really had to say, 'cause it's alright.
This episode of the Noise Pop Podcast is powered by Do the Bay, the best resource for finding out what's going on in the Bay Area and beyond. Curated by locals for locals, Do the Bay is the number one event site in the Bay. Win tickets to hundreds of events, secret shows, exclusive parties, and more. Visit dothebay.com or download the free Do Stuff app and start doing awesome stuff.